This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Joshua. We started with more or less an introduction yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to continue in the first chapter. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the God spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm given to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I have spoken to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory." You know what? This is a lot of territory. This is a lot of territory that was not claimed. A lot of it was, but a lot of it wasn't too. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. All the days of Joshua's life, no man would be able to stand before him. Why isn't it that there was not another man to stand in the place of Joshua, to stand in the gap for the people? There was no other great leader like Joshua and Moses. That's why. You know, people, leaders, are few and far between. Great leaders cannot be found easily. "Now, just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." You know, this job that Joshua was given was the job of Moses, because Joshua had assisted Moses for many years. He was well prepared to take over the leadership of that nation. Joshua's new job consisted of leading more than 2 million people into a strange new land and conquering it. What a challenge he had before him. Even for a man of Joshua's caliber, even every new job is a challenge. Without God, it's impossible. But with God, everything is impossible. I mean, everything is possible, not impossible. Just as God was with Joshua, so he would be. Just as God was with Moses, he will be with Joshua. And there will be some challenges, but we're going to read on and find out some of the things that happened in the book of Joshua. It came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men... Now, wait a minute. I went 2 pages more instead of one, I think. Hold your taters. Let's see. Yep, I went 2 more. I'm sorry. "Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land." Joshua's responsibility was to give the people the possession of the land which God had promised them and divide it. Oh boy, what a great responsibility he had. Which I swore to their fathers to give them. "Only be strong and very courageous." You're going to need it. You're going to need to be bold. You're going to need to be strong and courageous. "Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go." It was very important that Joshua observe the law, and that there was nothing standing between him and God. This book of the law. Now, this is a very, very popular verse, and I'm sure that many of you have committed this verse to your memory. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." Did you get that? Many people do not meditate upon God's word day and night. And this is why there is a devil that can come in, sneak in through the cracks like a scorpion, and bite, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then, after you do all that's written therein, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success, good success. After you have done what's written in the law, you will make your way prosperous and have good success. You know, many preachers take this out of context and make it a prosperity verse and make it something to get money by. It's not what it's about. It's about being victorious in your life, in every avenue of your life, and having success with God and with love and with the Word of God. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, it's very, very important. There's certain things that God gives us to do and to meditate upon. And it's very important that we meditate upon certain things that God gives us, because God gives each and every one of us something to meditate upon. And it may not be exactly what others are given. And many people think that prosperity and success come from having power, influential personal contacts, and relentless desire to get ahead. But the strategy for gaining prosperity, not only financial prosperity, but also prosperity in your soul. Your soul shall prosper. That's the most important thing to prosper in your life, is your soul. And then everything else falls into place. If you cannot prosper in your soul toward God and focus and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then prosperity is very of little value, don't you think? And God was giving these people rest. And if everyone tried to conquer the promised land in his own way, chaos would have resulted. Because Joshua was the leader. Joshua was the man. He was the Moses of that time. He was the only one that could lead them into the promised land successfully. Now, Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, 'Prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess it, to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh.' Joshua said, 'Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan, but you shall cross before your brothers, and in battle array, all your valiant warriors shall help them until the Lord gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to your own land and possess that which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrise.' They answered Joshua, saying, 'All that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go.'" You know, this has a lot to do with conquering and with taking the land, is listening to the prophet of God. A lot of people will not hear the prophet of God. Why? Because there's so many prophets that claim to be prophets, that claim to be bishops, that claim to be servants of the Lord, and they do nothing more than offer money in exchange for giving money. This is not the prophet of God. every prophet, virtually every prophet of God from Enoch and Noah on down, they preached repentance. They did not preach prosperity as financial gain. They preached repentance. Repentance first, and repentance seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. And this is what every prophet from Enoch down to John the Baptist in the Old Testament, John the Baptist being the greatest prophet that ever lived, that Jesus referred to, got his head chopped off. And you know what? He even questioned himself inside the prison. If you really be the Messiah, let us know, because I really don't feel it. I'm not feeling it right now. And you know what? A lot of prophets don't feel it. A lot of people don't feel it. I'm not feeling it all the time. You're not feeling it all the time. There's certain times in your body that you just don't feel it. But you walk by faith. You walk by, not by sight, not by how you feel, not by what you think things are supposed to be. It's sometimes you just walk a day at a time and a step at a time, because it does not always fall into place the way that you think it's going to fall into place. Sometimes things happen just like they happened to Paul, just like they happened to John, just like they happened to all the great people in the Bible. John was boiled in oil and left exiled into the island of Patmos, and left for dead, and he lived to a good old age. He wrote the book of the Revelation. But we see some of these great men of God, they suffered, and they're referred to a lot of times by so-called preachers and prophets of the day as people that didn't have the faith. They had more faith, I'm going to speak and say, they had more faith than many people today, probably more so than anyone of the day of today. You know that, but we see some of the things that happened to them, and it's hard to understand why they went through these things. But God had a reason, and God allowed it for some reason. And Paul said, I am ready to offer myself at the end of his life. He said, I'm ready to go up, offer myself, and I'm ready. I'd rather be with God than to be here on earth. And he did. He offered himself. He was beheaded. Paul was beheaded. Now, we're going to get into the second chapter tomorrow. I believe we're going to just leave it there for now. And we're going to find out some things that Joshua learned from Moses. And when God commissioned Joshua, he was told three times to be strong and courageous. Why? Because he's going to need that faith. He's going to need to be strong. He's leading 2 million people to claim what God has given them. Joshua was given the same kind of encouragement from the people. Apparently, he took God's message to heart and found the strength and the courage he needed in his relationship with God. Now, we're going to find out that Joshua will send these secret spies as Moses sent him. You know, Joshua was a secret spy as well. He was one of the 12 to spy out the land, to go take a look at the land and see if it was really what God had promised. And Joshua came back. He and Caleb came back and spoke out of their faith and said, yes, it's exactly the way God spoke it. It is exactly what God said it was. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. And the rest, the other 10, spoke a negative report saying, you know, there's no way we're going to be able to go in there. The people that dwell in there are giants. They are big. They're powerful. And they're unbeatable. But Joshua and Caleb said, you know what? We are well able to go in and take this land. And Joshua and Caleb were the only ones to come out of that generation that were 40 years old and up. And they are the only survivors. The rest of them died out. Why? Because many of them just failed to believe. They did not have the faith to go on. They had faith to wander. They had faith to waste time. They had faith to just stand in the wilderness. But they did not have the faith to go forward. Only Joshua and Caleb. Well, I'm going to leave you there. And if you like this study, this is offer number 7422. 7422. And if you'd like to go to our website in a few weeks, it will be up. It may be up right now if you take a look. It's the second study on the book of Joshua. It will be the second study of the book of Joshua on page 3 of sermon downloads on the website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. You'll find it as the second study of Joshua in the book of Joshua. So if you'd like to go there, it's free of charge. You can go there, listen, or download it. Just help yourself. You can write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Or you can actually call us at 928-368-6766. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email on the website and let us know your prayer request. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.